So from my perspective, the ones that stand out are the ones that have done their homework, that have taken the time to learn our organization, but also to learn what they're interested in, who are very aware of what their strengths and opportunities are, and apply them when they do their job search. That's what stands out for me. Someone who's very self-aware is what they can bring to the table and can demonstrate that and has shown the ability to make an impact wherever they've been, because that's what we're looking for at TD, is people that can make an impact and make a difference.
Right, with the interviews I've done for the past year, successful candidates have been always able to make a connection with the recruiter and the manager, whether it be through the answers to their questions that we ask them, or just generally starting a conversation with us, talking about, asking us, say, I saw your LinkedIn profile, and I noticed you went here to school here. I went to school as well there. Also, just being engaged through the interview process, show us your best, show us that you're passionate and energetic for the job and the position you're looking for. Dress professionally, because image is everything. You want to show your best, be at your best. Get lots of sleep before the interview and come prepared, because those are the candidates that have really made a difference in the interview and that really stand out. Yeah.
Yeah, Keyshawn hit a good point there. Something that we haven't talked about yet is look the part. You are working with people. In my line of work, you're constantly working with people every single day, and you are working with people where you want their money. So they have to be able to trust you that you're going to not only take them to the next step, but also their kids and the rest of their family to that next level. Also, people who focus on their strengths. So I don't want somebody, and this is common, and I think that we can definitely address this, but I don't want somebody who's going to constantly focus on their weaknesses. All of you have strengths. Focus on those strengths, because that's what's going to come out in those meetings with clientele. We'll address the weaknesses. Now, one individual in particular that really stands out in the interview process is somebody who came from York. And she came to one of our career sessions a couple of years ago. But when she came in for the interview process, she came in with a financial plan that she put together for her professor. And this actually gets back to what we were talking about before with financial planning, is this individual came from a finance background. But she came in with an actual financial plan that she did. So I knew right away that she was passionate about this career and that she really wanted this, because I'd never seen this before. Now, again, it's my job as a division director and somebody working with her to eventually talk to this individual about selling and marketing. I know that she can come to the table with financial planning. Now I've got to be able to say, okay, how are we going to take this financial plan and get somebody to actually implement it? So understand exactly what this role is about, whether it's financial planning, whether it's marketing, whether it's sales, and focus on your strengths. I will help you address the weaknesses, but it's very important that you come to the table with those core strengths.
A couple months ago, I was at one of these panels, and there was someone here who had volunteered in the political process, and she was afraid that her party affiliation was going to impact negatively, especially if she's applying for a job and it's another party in power. And I told her that that's not the case. I mean, she's demonstrated a passion for politics, for public service, for public policy. And lo and behold, last month she got a contract in my ministry. So and it just goes to show that it's really about demonstrating that passion, as was mentioned before. So you have to walk the talk. Managers need to see you in that role. When they're talking to you, they're trying to imagine you fulfilling that role. And so it's very important, as was said, look the part, do your homework. I trust, if you want to work for the government, you're going to read a paper, you're going to know what the current events are, because that's what we work on. We work on matters that impact everyone's lives every day. Sorry, I didn't turn off my phone.